Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. In the U.S., approximately 60 million people are addicted to cigarettes, 15 million are alcoholics, 50 million are binge drinkers, and 20 million use illegal drugs. Dr. Stanley Glick of Albany Medical College believes that some people's brains are naturally wired for addiction.
Many people still see drug addiction as a kind of moral failure, but there is clear evidence that addiction is a biological problem, just like other diseases. Investigators have found that there are regions in the brain that control addiction, and that in addicted people there are major chemistry problems in these parts of the brain. This suggests that if we can restore brain chemistry to its correct balance, we may be able to cure or at least effectively treat addiction. We're working now to develop agents that might help do this. This research began in the early 90s after I received a rather startling phone call from a self-described heroin addict who said his cravings disappeared after he ingested an extract derived from a West African plant. The active substance was known as ibogaine. I began conducting a series of experiments which confirmed the agent's ability to reduce addictive behavior, such as drug self-administration and animal models. It actually reduced addiction to not only morphine, which is what heroin is metabolized to, but also to cocaine, alcohol, and nicotine. However, additional research indicated that the drug also had toxic characteristics, such as slowing the heart and producing hallucinations. We have since developed synthetic congeners or derivatives of ibogaine without these toxic properties. One of these, named 18-methoxycoronaridine, or 18-MC, shows considerable promise. We are now partnering with a new pharmaceutical company to bring this and perhaps other related agents to clinical trials in humans. We are optimistic that these agents will someday help many addicts overcome their addictions. And if we can provide an effective biological treatment for addiction, we will not only improve the lives of millions of people, we will also help reduce the huge illicit drug trade by reducing the demand.
That was Albany Medical College's Dr. Stanley Glick.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.